I don't know about each of you, but every week at least, and sometimes every day in that week, I get these little twinges in my existential being. It's a twinge in my heart and my soul as I listen to the cries of Armageddon in the newspapers, and I thought this reading today is exactly that, except it has a twist. The psalmist just sings of joy. It's quite wonderful in considering where they all were at that time. The prophet Isaiah says, I know you've had a tough time. Well, that's putting it mildly. The people of Israel had been in Babylon, some of them for a whole lifetime. Some of them had never seen their home in Jerusalem or Israel. Some of them were too young to know what they were returning to. And the Babylonians, the king of Babylon decided that he should turn them free and let them go home to Jerusalem where they could worship in the way that they chose. Well, they did, or they were trying to. There were people in Jerusalem and Israel, the lands that they'd once occupied, that now occupied them and didn't really want them to come back because they had prospered, at least some of them, not all of them. Some were extremely poor. There was poverty everywhere. The crops had died. The cities had been destroyed. They were going back to total devastation. Something like after World War I, World War II, a people returning to their cities and thinking, why have we come? There is nothing for us here. But the prophet says, on the contrary, you are there. You are there, and you bring your gifts, your skills, your love of this place to this place, and God is with you. God will continue to be with you throughout all of the rebuilding, through whatever happens in the future. God is here. Do not lose hope. I know the one thing that my parents gave me, they couldn't give me very much in the way of monetary things, but boy, were they stubborn. They never stopped. And I think it's, my daughter sometimes asked me to, but it's inbred. you endure. You get on with whatever it is that you are required of you. You hang in there like that cat, you know, you see hanging on the windowsill. Don't let go, because the end is going to be amazing. And I'm not sure whether Jesus actually said that projected that the temple was going to be gone. We don't know. Maybe those are words that were put in his mouth. But what God promised and what is promised in Isaiah is that it's not just that it will be rebuilt, but God will make it a whole new thing. A whole new creation will be in its place. Because the people, if they listen to God's message, will never give up. And everything will change for the better. And as Jesus says, not a single hair of your head will be touched. And of course, we all know that's not true, because you know, where some of us are losing our hair. So, and it's a metaphor for the caring, loving God who stands beside us. And when we begin to fall, God lifts us up and holds us. And in all my reading this week, I read there were number of passages that said, it's like a community that sings together. And a community that really sings together. And the music that is created is a wonderful thing. And people's hearts are changed. And their lives are lifted up. And John Wesley, my mother was a Methodist, so she would have loved this. He said, sing lustily and sing together like a choir in your lives. Sing in harmony. And your community together in that joyful singing, and it's a metaphor for living, obviously, but it's that choir that we make as community changes us and changes our world. And don't give up. He says, sing lustily, not as if you didn't have a good sleep last night. Sing with your hearts and your minds, and God will be with you. You become the song. You are the song that's presented to God every day as community, as individuals. But that's what we come together as community, because you know what people all remember as they get older, even when they've forgotten everything else, they remember the music they've sung together in community. And it's changed their life. Now, I'm not sure I have a frog in my throat, so we'll try this, but this is how I feel about this community and this place. And surely the glory of the Lord is in this place. I feel his mighty power and his grace. I hear the breath of angels' wings and see glory on each face. Surely the presence of the Lord is in this place.